With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is turning his focus away from San Francisco.
President Trump is backing off plans for a surge of federal agents into San Francisco. The announcement comes as protesters gathered outside a Coast Guard station near San Francisco.
San Francisco is on the rise.
Mayor Lurie says he welcomes the continued partnership with the federal government to get drugs off the street.
But having the military and militarized immigration enforcement in our city will hinder our recovery.
Governor Gavin Newsom's office said on X, President Trump is finally for once listened to reason. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have been arrested in connection with a federal investigation into illegal sports betting. FBI Director Kash Patel says that the case involves years of activities and includes the underworld.
Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra, to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families.
The indictments unsealed in New York create a massive cloud for the NBA, which opened its season this week. Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda says Russian military planes violated Lithuania's airspace on Thursday evening. Lithuania's foreign ministry will summon Russian embassy representatives to protest the violation. The Baltics are increasingly worried by neighboring Russia's aggression on Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 144 points. This is SRN News. A new report on religious freedom.
It's the annual offering of aid to the church in need, and it finds that nearly two-thirds of the people on earth are suffering from restrictions on their religious liberty. 5.4 billion people living in 62 countries are either persecuted for their faith or suffer discrimination because of it. The report concludes that the two primary drivers of religious persecution are authoritarian regimes and Muslim terrorism. It also reports that anti-Semitism is up all around the globe. Michael Harrington reporting.
The organizers of the Jewish International Film Festival say they've been forced to postpone the event because cinemas in Malmö, Sweden will not screen the films, with some citing safety and security concerns. This year's festival was supposed to celebrate 250 years of Jewish life in Sweden and was scheduled to run November 29 through December 2nd. This is SRN News. Wall Street keeps moving higher.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, bringing indexes to the cusp of recent records. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 144 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Oil and gas stocks led the way as crude prices jumped more than 5%. Oil prices rose after President Donald Trump announced new sanctions on Russia's crude industry. Dow and Las Vegas Sands rose after reporting solid earnings. The price of gold rose, breaking a two-day losing streak. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Tesla is recalling more than 63,000 Cybertrucks in the U.S. The front lights are too bright, which may cause a distraction to other drivers and increase the risk of a collision. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.